have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, social media and Blog Talk Radio. It is Monday again here in the United States and probably most around the world at this time. So we here on the Jadasa Live Blog, we are located here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the middle of the United States. But globally, we are across all social media platforms and the Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett, and here on this podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect and to raise awareness and resources that offers hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging in our community, locally and globally. And so I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and we ask that if this podcast is helping you in any way, you, your family, your friends, the organization is asking you to take time to go to our website at jadasa.org and our social media page to see the causes we raise for women and children. When you do, we ask that you please be sure to hit the like button and share. Hit the like button and share. Because you never know who down your timeline may need this information or they can share with someone they know that may need the information. And so we ask again that you like and you share. Hit the share button. For more information and for more resources and stuff, you can go on our website at jadasa.org and look at all the things that we've done. We have resources out there, stories, go and have support group sessions. It is on Wednesdays on Zoom right now from 7 to 8, a little bit before 8, maybe 7:45. You can go out here to your to our 800 number, or you can go to our website and register before 12 noon that day. Now, if we don't get any registers, then we won't have the session, but it is available to you. Next, we have up our Jadasa Summer 2022 Developer Program. It starts June the 21st, July the 1st. And I thought I switched that day, but obviously I did not. But it starts on a Tuesday through Friday for 2 weeks. And this is a good program for your girls, your nieces, your, you know, young ladies. Teach them about mobile app development. We teach them about entrepreneurship, personal finances, and we talk about social issues that they go through. And so the space is limited. We also are talking with daycares or summer camps. And we actually have a school that is interested as well as attending. So we want you to make sure that if you have any girls, you know, have them to register, because once already opened up registration, it is out there on our website at jadasa.org. You will see this yellow flyer here, and you can click on it and go to the registration section. Up we have our fundraiser, guys. We ask you all to come out and participate. It's $40, but that $40 is helping so many women and children with resources and food and escape plans and trying to get out of these situations. We help them. We get them out of here, however, by any means necessary. If we have to pay a bus ticket, if we have to put them on a train, you know, we do whatever it takes, you know, because a lot of times these women, if you've never been in this situation, then let me just briefly share with you. A lot of times people don't have time to pack clothes. They don't have time to just say, oh, you know, I'm leaving, I'm just going to pick. They are leaving with the clothes on their back. So what it is, when they leave, we provide those resources such as a food voucher card or a gas voucher if they're driving, or food for their kids, or, you know, clothes for underwear. Simple things that we tend to take for granted. And when somebody's escaping and they leave them with just the clothes on their back, we need to help them. And especially women. Come on, women. Now, you know, at that time of month and you leaving, you got to have something with you. And, you know, that is the most embarrassing time as well, the fact that you got to leave, but then you don't even have the necessity of things that your body needs. And so we have to be there to help those women and provide those things to them. And so your money at this event, the Many Shades of Chuck, that's what that money goes for. But at this event, we're going to have a nice time. We're going to have a catered lunch. We're going to have music. We're going to have a silent auction. We're going to have just a wonderful time. You come out there and dress up with on your Chuck tennis shoes. You can dress it up or dress it down, however you want. But it is a beautiful venue. You will be surprised if you don't know about it. But we're asking you to come out and be a part of it. Also, we want you to put this on your calendar, October 8th, 2022. It's always the second Saturday in October. This is our annual run walk against abuse. It is going to be in North St. Louis County, and the park that you see on this flyer is the actual park we will be on. That is the actual walk runway that we will be on. This is a beautiful park. After the Many Shades of Chuck, which is June the 11th, June the 12th, we're going to pop this baby out there on social media. We already have the T-shirts. They're being made right now for registration. We ask you to be a part of it. We're going to have bounce houses. We're going to have all the different municipalities participating. We're going to have other resource agencies out there. Everything is going to be free. Now, your registration is going to cost because you're going to get your T-shirt and your matching mask. But everything out there is free unless you want to go to the truck to get you some food off the food truck or whatever. But everything that we provide at the Geography Pit, it is free. But we want you to make sure you keep this on your calendar. October 8th, 2022. And those are our announcements. So before we start, I see a comment up here. Oh, okay. This is great. Awesome. Yes, it is. I'm excited. I'm excited for what we're doing. But tonight, I want to talk about, I don't know any of you are aware that April is Sexual Abuse Awareness. Got out of it, and I wanted to wait till we got through the month and talk about this, because something is going on. We know there's issue in Ukraine and stuff, but there's something else that's going on inside of Ukraine besides the war and resources and fuel and, you know, Russia, all of that. There's something else that's going on out inside of Ukraine. And so we're talking about sexual violence as a weapon of war. Sexual violence as a weapon of war, with the horrifying mounting body of evidence that's emerging about the Ukrainian women being raped. We are once again reminded of the brutality of war. According to one news report, around 25 girls and women between the ages of 24 and 14 were systematically raped in the basement of a house in Bucha. Now, this has been verified, and so all these dates and these times and these numbers I'm giving you, these are from resources that is noted. As warfare rages on and the violence escalates, women's bodies have become part of the battlefield, and it should not be. So since this started, it has been documented that 25 girls so far we know about that has been reported between the ages of 14 and 24 were systematically raped in a basement in Bucha during the Ukrainian war. What's going on now? So it's some other stuff going on inside this thing with Ukraine. It's not just about what we see on the television, but this is going on. Sister systematic rape must no longer be dismissed as an inevitable byproduct of war, because we're going to talk about some other ones that have happened, but instead as a deliberate tactic that it has to be stopped. Organizations have teamed up, such as No More and the Avon Foundation, to increase awareness and engage organizations to support survivors and to prevent violence. So here's what we all need to know. The magnitude of the problem is hard to fully know what's going on. Why? Because everybody's not reporting. Everything that's going on, and we hearing the tip of the iceberg. We're hearing just a snippet of it. You know, we know it's bad. We know it's bad, but reliable global statistics on the magnitude of sexual violence during conflict, such as the one that Russia and Ukraine is in now, there's no statistics for that during the conflict. There are no statistics yet. One reliable found that wartime rape, when there's countries that's going at war and soldiers coming in and, you know, trying to overtake and doing those stuff, they found that wartime rape, when women are being raped and men too, during these conflicts, there was a 62% of all the major wars that this happened in between 1980 to 2009. 62% of wartime rape. People being raped during these conflicts. But due to shame and fear and other obstacles, the United Nations estimates the one we're in now between Russia and Ukrainians, for every rape that is reported, between 10 and 20 are not reported. Every rape. So for one person that reports, 9 is not saying nothing, or 10. That's what, 10%? And it says it goes up to 20, then that's 5%. That is what we know. It's bad, but we don't really understand how bad it really is. Another thing that we must understand is standing is increasing over the past 20 years. Why? Because the atrocities during the conflict of other countries such as Yugoslavia and the, now this one really got me, the Rwanda genocide. I remember that. There's a movie called Rwanda, and it's talking about those other countries in Africa. They were trying to flee out, and they had that hotel. I remember Don Cheadle was in this movie, and they used this hotel to try to get these people out. Well, that is a true story. But in this particular, it said it shared some light. It said an estimated 60,000 women were raped in the 3-year Bosnian conflict. 3 years. 60,000. But it also says up to 250,000 women were raped in the 100-day Rwanda genocide. 100 days. 100 days is just a little overshot of 3 months. Up to 250,000 women and girls were raped during the little over the 3 months of the Rwanda genocide. Now you know that's an atrocity. Anytime somebody is being violated, 250,000. I didn't even have time to even 2,200. That's what? One. That's almost 100,000 a month. 70,000 a month. 7 times 3 is 210. 8 times 3 is 240. Out 80,000 women a month being raped? We cannot continue to just look the other way. These are our sisters. Look at them as, you know, what if that was your sister or your mom or your daughter or something? We have to look at these women. 200, this was mind-boggling for me. 250,000 women were raped in the 100-day Rwanda genocide. 80,000 women a month. Wow. In recent years, reports of sexual violence have been documented in conflict. community in Bangladesh, in Myanmar, Colombia, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and many more. And if you know, a lot of these are, well, I'm not going to go there. But anyway, these are the countries that have been documented. So it's not only rape that's the issue here. It's not only rape. The conflict is related. It's sexual violence has become anonymous or synonymous with rape. You know, we understand that when we say sexual violence, you know, it's rape. Rape, sexual violence, they're both synonymous with one another. However, sexual violence takes a number of different forms in conflict and post-conflict, during war and after the war. It includes not only just sexual violence, it includes sexual harassment, occupation, you being exploited and sent off, sexual slavery when you sent it to, you know, being a sex slave, and forced marriages, including minors. All of that falls under that sexual conflict related, because all that stuff is coming out of that. And in addition, research says it also found that domestic violence against women increases when conflicts break out. Yeah, because most times if there's domestic violence, sexual violence is included in there as well. And so this is giving you the countries that the UN has already documented. I've given you those countries. It's everywhere. That's why JADASA is global, because we're going to talk about it and meet everybody where they are. We're going to talk about that. We are global because guess what? Abuse is global. It's global. It goes everywhere. So no one is immune from becoming a victim. Sexual violence can be perpetrated against all groups of people in all parts of the world, no matter the race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, social, economic body can become a victim. No one is immune. And even though it hasn't been reported widely because of the taboo of it, men are being sexually violated as well. Even in these conflict countries as well, they're abusing men as well. But they're not coming forward as much as women. And a lot of the women are not coming, because we've already talked about the statistics in the beginning. It says for every one, maybe 10. But the UN said every one, maybe 10 or up to 20. So everybody is not coming forward, and those are women. So can you imagine a man who's being sexually violated? I go back to that movie when I watched Pulp Fiction. To me, it's still not happening, and it's not affecting them. It's not affecting their family, which goes into one of the other statements. The impact of this sexual conflict is vast and long-lasting. Vast and long-lasting. Can you imagine, even if you're not in a conflict, your country is not at war, you're not having these issues, and somebody violates you like that, that still is going to be harmful to your psyche, your emotions. But then you're going through war, probably being torn from your country, your way of life, everything, you know, everything that you know about, like our history, individuals, and damaging to whole communities. I cannot stress that enough. Damaging to whole communities. Physical consequences include unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections. And sometimes, you know, if you're in these type of conflict countries or these countries where you don't have actually access or readily access to medical assistance, and you contract some type of sexually transmitted infection or disease, it can even leave you a woman scarred or disabled or unable to conceive. Violated like that, they consider you unsuitable for marriage. So now they got to live with that stigma. And see, this thing don't just deal with just the person that it's happening to and the person that's doing it. It affects community. And I just explained that to us. You know, now in some countries, another man touch you, nobody's going to deal with you. They consider you unsuitable for marriage. That's some countries. But then sometimes women feel like that, or if a person has been violated, they feel like they can't move on because it affects everybody. It also results in psychological trauma. You know, it could be shame, isolation, and guilt. it does not only affect the victim, families, their parents. Can you imagine a parent knowing their child has been sexually violated? I even think about that movie. I can't even think of who wrote it, but A Time to Kill. That movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Matthew McConaughey. And his daughter had been brutally raped by these men, and the dad went and, you know, killed them. That affects his entire family. It affects the child. She couldn't have kids. They said she wouldn't, her insides were tore up so bad she could never have children. Dad, the mom, the entire family. It affected that community. And that's what it does. It does not stop with just the person. I cannot say, I know it feels like I'm just preaching to the choir or whatever I'm preaching, but I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep shouting it out. I'm going to keep giving a voice to the voices. I'm going to keep saying things until people get it, until they understand that this is something that is a community issue. This is a global issue. And now when I'm starting to see more and more of these domestic violence and sexual violence issues that's coming around the globe, I know I am on point when I push Jonathan global. And I said, we are going global. And the podcast is global. I know I'm on point. I know I'm on point because abuse knows no boundaries. It doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what you got. It doesn't care what you've accumulated. It doesn't care about your status. It doesn't care about your social economics, where you come from, what color you are, what size you weigh, you know, what, how much money you got, who like you, who don't like you, who think you famous. You know, it doesn't care. It crosses all boundaries. And we have to be there to raise the awareness, to sound the alarm, to keep speaking, keep talking, saying this has to stop. Numbers are devastating to know that even with the Rwanda. Now, I watched the movie, but I didn't even relate the two and two, the rape and the sexual abuse. I didn't relate the two and two. I don't know why, I just did. But to read it now and to say 250,000 women over a 100-day war, 80,000 women a month? Wow, that means they were just grabbing everybody. Everybody. But it's something we can do. It's something we can do. And I don't want to hold you long. I just wanted to put this out here. Because I do want to keep the awareness going. Again, Sexual Abuse Awareness Month was April. It is always in April, and I just waited until the month ended to just talk about what was going on in these conflict countries. This stuff is going on. They're not talking about this kind of stuff on the news. They're talking about the big picture, you know, the money. They're talking about taking over countries, taking over the gas and oil and whatever else that they're fighting about. But they're not talking about this war on women, this war on men, this war on bodies as far as violating people's bodies, violating where these women and these people are. Ukraine, like I said, I haven't heard this. As much as I watch the news and Bennett watched the news, I haven't heard them talk about these women being raped. Yeah. Yeah. Women being raped in Ukrainian by these soldiers. You know. So, but there is something we can do. It says we can be active bystanders and raise our voices to speak out against sexual violence in conflict countries and on any other platform. When you see it, when you hear about it, when you know what's going on, by simply speaking up and speaking out, we can be active bystanders. I always talk about a bystander. There's only two types of bystanders. It's an active bystander and it's a passive bystander. And just watch and say, you know what, I'm not getting in it. That's not my business. That's a passive bystander. You're not helping anybody. Matter of fact, you perpetuating it. Why? Because the woman or the person that's being violated feels helpless, but then when you don't say nothing and you're a passive bystander, it gives fuel to the person that's doing the violation. Just because you standing by and saying, I'm not going to deal with that. That's not my business. But you know what? The thing about it, we have to be careful. Think of the global picture here. Today, it may not be somebody you know or you love, but what if it is become somebody you know or you love? Then what? So we have to be active bystanders. It's going to be half of people who feel like they don't have voices. You be the voice until they find their voice. You be the voice. You come up and get them courage until they get courage. You muster up courage until they get the courage. You speak until they feel like the muzzle has been taken off their mouth. Because they're trying to process what's going on, what has happened to them. And while people are processing, sometimes people become mute when they're processing stuff like that, a violation. So when somebody is going through some type of sexual violation and they are trying to process it and it causes them to go mute, then you use your voice to speak on behalf until they get the courage. Part of a movement to raise awareness and help support the services that we provide for people who need them. Because a lot of people need these services and help, but they don't know. I guarantee you, a lot of those women that we've talked about in those conflicts, they need those help, but where are they going to go? Who are they going to see? But we got some resources. Let me tell you, I am so excited that I came across this because I'm going to utilize this resource from now on because it's going to be global and it's going to help anybody who pops on this podcast today, tomorrow, in the future, they will be able to get the resources and the information they need. So we hope you would join us in speaking out and supporting the ongoing efforts to stop not only conflict-related sexual violence, to violence any platform. Now, every day, not just during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but beyond, because that don't stop in April either. But beyond, to keep always speaking up against it. And so if you or someone you know need help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 in the U.S. You can reach us at jodisfordoctormedia or you can call us at 1-800-292-2145. Now get this, you also can find resources and support services in more than 205 countries at the No More Global Directory. And you can get that at nomoredirectory.org. Nomoredirectory.org. They have resources to help those who are dealing with domestic and sexual abuse. Resources in more than 205 countries. To that No More Global Directory to look up your country information to get your assistance and to get the help you need for you and your family members. I want to leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God is telling us that he is thinking good thoughts of us. He is thinking good things for us. And he wants to give us an expected end. He wants to give us the end that we expect to have and that he expects for us to have. That's the end he wants to give us. So remember, is JADISA is a community-based organization, and we are a global community organization. Therefore, you are a part of the community. You are a part of JADISA. Is JADISA working for you 24/7, 365 days, all day and every day?